We need them, don't we? Need those strategies. Ooh. Those strategies for living.
I could use a few.
Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, well, you're just ready because you've got a
friend.
You've
got
a friend here who you know is going to be on your side.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, always.
There he is. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM and 710 KEO. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC, and her companion is Jay Merle.
So good to be here with both of you.
We are always always happy that you are here, Jay. And, you know, I'm just glad that you have worked us into your, we were talking the last time you were on. I can't wrap my mind around how many graduate hours you are taking.
You know.
But, you know, I know you want to get through. And are you over halfway through with your master's degree program?
I was halfway through at the end of the summer. And
wow.
If the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, Yeah, it's not inconceivable that I couldn't finish in May.
So we could be getting a graduation invitation.
And, yeah, but you know
hearing pomp and circumstance. And
I've
all
been
that
thinking
good stuff.
About it, and I'm just going to have to wait and see. I have 5 courses that I need to take after this semester. And so,
the good news is LSU has three graduation ceremonies a year. You're good.
I'm enjoying. I'm enjoying the vibe. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and you know, I want to get the PLPC thing and.
I think that's admirable.
Take the big bad test.
It's not too bad.
It's not bad.
It's
You'll do fine. You know, one of the things I think I want to talk about today is we all want that leg up, don't we?
Sure.
We want that advantage, right?
It works for me.
Yeah.
When I can get it. Do you have some suggestions?
Well, some philosophies. I found an article, and I'll reference the article. It was from a place online called Your Tango, and the author is Alex Mathers. And I'm not going to lift and read the article or anything, but he puts forth some philosophies that he says gives you an advantage in life. And I read through them. I'm not sure I totally 100% agree with all of them. So, you know, that's why I called 2 people that I know are a heck of a lot smarter than I am here we are around the round table, and we can talk about it.
Bat it around,
yeah. Because I think some of these really are have some credibility to them, and some of them maybe with a little minor reworking might have good credibility. But anyway, we'll kind of bat those around today here on Strategies. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment, we're going to talk today about some philosophies that might give you an advantage. Here today on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Come back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
And welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merrill, David McMillan. We all want a leg up, don't we?
Pretty much. Well, when you can, yeah.
Well, we want the advantage. I mean, who doesn't want... Who wouldn't take the advantage if it were offered to us?
And when we say the advantage, it just means in general, not over anyone else.
No, not over. No. I mean, but it, you know.
Being able to see the broader perspective.
An advantage over inertia.
There you go.
Personal inertia.
All right, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
that'll work.
I can agree to that one, Jay.
I knew there was a reason we invited you so often.
Every once in a while, you tie a pork chop around my neck and the dogs will play with me.
So this author that I was reading put forth some life philosophies. In other words, if you change your philosophy about certain things, then, you know, you're going to get an advantage. You're going to get an advantage in life. So I'd like to throw out some of these and we can talk about them. The first one that he puts forth is the quickest way to misery is to overestimate your thoughts and underestimate your actions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think on that one a little bit.
Well, how often do we talk about, you know, you are not your thoughts?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you overestimate your thoughts, to me, that's what a lot of us do, right? And we become so immersed in them that we almost identify ourselves with it. And a lot of people do identify themselves with, I think this way, and that's me.
Well, and, you know, and again, you know, when we talk about you are not your thoughts, so many people don't ever think about this.
No.
And when they do initially think about it, well, of course I'm what I think.
Right.
And yet, you know, a simple little two and a half minute exercise can teach us, and this is kind of a form of mindfulness or meditation.
It is a form, yeah.
Just you relax and you make a choice to observe your own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And by setting that intention and relaxing and, you know, beginning to observe the thoughts running through your mind, some of us, for the first time maybe, you know, observing our thoughts, man, these things are crazy in
Whoa.
Here.
Yeah.
And so if we haven't thought about it a whole lot, you know, it's like, we think we are our thoughts, so it's like the tail wagging the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts are controlling us instead of us controlling our thoughts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another thing you could chime in, Jay, I'm thinking about, it's kind of the basic premise behind CBT, right?
Is yeah, because our thoughts can cause our behavior to be certain things, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so if our thoughts are not correct, it can cause us to have behaviors that aren't helpful
right.
to us or others.
And are healthy.
And so how we, aren't healthy. So how we perceive things sometimes is not right, and we need to look at why we're thinking that way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah.
And so sometimes maybe if we need to think things over a little bit and examine why, especially if it's likely to cause some negative behavior mm-hmm. or feeling,
yep.
you know,
yep.
yeah.
then we need to look at, why am I thinking, is that a maladaptive thought?
Yeah, and where did I first
did
get that?
From?
Where did
I
get
come
that from? Yeah.
And a lot of times we find out it comes from deep down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
based on
our
something.
Our way back there, right?
Way back. Yeah. Something that happened to us when we were coming and developing.
Right.
Our self-perception, mm-hmm. what we think of ourselves.
Yep. Yep.
And maybe we think of ourselves in ways that aren't helpful, and we need to look at why we think that. And usually it happens that the way we perceive those things ain't right.
Yeah.
Not always. Yeah. Not always.
Not always.
Honest or accurate, right?
They're not always honest or accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Another one he talks about is an imbalanced body contributes to unnecessary anxiety, which steals from your most energized, authentic you.
Mm.
So to maintain harmony in your body, the best thing that we can do is probably avoid stimulants from the how many people go grab an energy drink, which is a stimulant,
yes,
without ever thinking about it, and some people consume a lot of those in a day.
Yeah, they do. It's kind
and I'm
of
not picking on energy because that's not the only those aren't the only
no
stimulants.
I'll tell you another one that I personally helped with a shift within me, and that's sugar.
Yeah.
It makes me take a nap.
Well, as soon as I cut back from sugar, everything stabilized for me. I was able to, I didn't have those, I got to have chocolate or I got to have this. I was no longer controlled in a sense by this craving, right? But then also I wasn't controlled by those ebbs and flows that the sugar, was.
And then you noticed some changes physically.
Yes.
You noticed some big time
changes.
Huge.
I stopped having migraines.
Yep.
I wasn't intending to, but I lost a little weight. And energy. I know at first, with the less sugar, I didn't feel, energized right away. But over time, with less and less sugar in my body, my energy levels were way more than, after I was drinking a big Coke, in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you get old, some people I know, not you, David.
We won't name any of those people.
But
thank you, Jay.
I've got some years under me. And what happens with me when I eat a sugar, candy bar, whatever, kind of love it, it kind of gets me going, but then I crash.
I'll tell you another thing that I noticed after I stopped. When I eat something really sugary now, I almost feel drunk. I feel buzzed in my head and kind of slow even.
Yeah. What do you think ethyl alcohol metabolizes to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
A lot of people that quit drinking alcohol will supplement that with like banana splits.
Yeah. Well, and that's the first thing. Yeah. When I worked in the lab, that was the first thing we got the rats addicted to was sugar.
Sure. Yeah, you even raised a question about that.
I did.
Yeah,
it was not a popular question.
Wasn't a popular question. Yeah.
Because
aren't we already addicting the rats?
Sugar.
Yeah.
And is that
another stimulant that I'll throw out there, and we don't think about this, and maybe I gotta tiptoe with this one because I don't want to peeve off Starbucks or anybody like that. But the amount of coffee, coffee's a big time stimulant, and I know at one point, and this is years ago, but I've consciously recently cut down the amount of coffee. But one time, Jay. I was practicing in a group of therapists, and the coffee pot happened to be outside of my office. So when the office manager would make a fresh pot of coffee,
you could smell it,
which was often during the day because multiple therapists were coming all day, and every time a new pot of coffee would be made, that aroma would waft under my door, and so. At one point, I stopped and I counted. At one point, I realized I'm drinking about 20 some odd cups of coffee a day.
Whoa, dude!
Let me make it a little better. I'm one of those people that I want my coffee hot. So
he only drinks a little at a time.
What would happen is I would drink the coffee down, to a place, and then it wouldn't be hot anymore. So I just set it aside, and a lot of coffee got dumped out. But even allowing for that, I was probably drinking 15 cups a day, even allowing for that. And I realized, I asked myself, "What are you doing?" and so now. I give myself my morning cup of coffee, and I do one at midday, mid-morning, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you know, she's done her sugar thing, so it's got me thinking about that. And so now I've always loved the
You'll
sugar
live
in the coffee.
Longer.
You will.
Yeah, I know. Y'all are ganging up, see? Well, but I've cut down to, okay, so I can't cut it out. But
I'm
I've cut
to keep
down
around, Jay.
I've cut down instead of two heaping spoons of sugar in every cup of coffee. Now there's one moderate spoon.
Well, let's give him a gold star on his chart.
Yeah, I will. We're not going to talk about
that. No,
all
that's
the
good, David. Good for you.
I'm trying that. Okay. I'm trying. Okay, another one that this guy suggests is it's better to hurt someone's feelings by being true to yourself than to be nice while smothering your own self-expression.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
We do that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't tell her that. I can't share that with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt their feelings.
I'm a recovering people pleaser.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, there are books written about that. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not a good way to live.
No.
No, and part of, I'm in that camp too, Jay. And so part of it for me was recognizing, and I'm going to put that recovering, right? I'm still there. In the process always. But part of it for me that helped was being able to differentiate between nice and kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's, you know, the kindest thing that we can truly do. And being in the counselor's office, being a counselor has really helped with my practice of this, right? One of the nicest thing, the kindest things we can do for each other is to be honest.
Yeah, tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes it might not be what the other person wants to hear, but
we've
got
to
trust that,
yeah.
It, you know, if it comes to our mind,
right,
and if they're sitting in front of us and if it's important and of value to us, then we have to trust that it brings value to the table.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm going to put this, I'm going to clean this up because it's a little crude, but if you cosign somebody's BS, mm-hmm, are you doing them a favor?
Mm,
no.
No. No. Right. Yeah.
You're just kind of enabling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So be careful with that. Mm-hmm. Be careful to how, you know, you would be very careful. And I love that metaphor that you're putting forth, because you're not going to just go co-sign for anybody.
No.
And in fact, you probably won't co-sign for many people, even people in your own family. You're going to be sometimes reluctant about it. You're going to think about it.
Yeah, because it's like Lauren said. I mean, if you care about people, mm-hmm, or if they're in your practice and they're there for you to help them,
mm-hmm,
and obviously with family, you want the best for them.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, being honest in a kind way.
Yes. Hmm. Keywords.
Yeah.
If you know, one of the things that new counselors need to understand,
if you're not
peeving some people off,
you ain't doing your job.
You may want to look at the way you're doing your job.
Yep.
Yeah. We're talking about philosophies, internal philosophies that can give you a life advantage today. Talking about it with Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan. Because they're the smart guys in the house. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. And we'll be back with more. Something just got thrown at me. I'm not sure.
David, come on now.
Sure,
you've got the most degrees of us.
I know,
yeah,
you do. You're a PhD.
Yeah.
You are.
I'll be right back.
Dr. David McMillan.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Kia. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and Jay Merle. here on Strategies for Living. I'm David McMillan. Thank you for being with us. You know, we do this. We do this each and every day. We talk about all of this stuff because the more we talk about it, the more we can focus on it. And then we can, you know, we can change what we want to change.
Yeah, it becomes habit if we talk about it enough.
There you go. So thank you for being in the habit of joining us. Tell your friends. And thank you for being
How
here
many
with
years,
us.
David? How many years?
Okay, so September.
It was 32.
32 years. Wow. I forget what day in September, but started early September.
32 years.
32 years ago, talked to Leanne Lewis at... who was at that point was general manager of Keel Radio. Keel had just put Rush Limbaugh on the air. I don't think you were on the air yet. You and Dean hadn't started doing your thing yet, had you?
We came on Keel, thanks to Leanne, probably in 90.
Okay, oh. So you were ahead of us. You had been on the air for a little while. JJ was already on.
No, I came on when you were on because I remember you were on in front of us, and
right.
We'd come in and you were in there running the board.
Yeah, we would when we first started. We were on at 9 o'clock in the morning.
So what year was that?
That was 1992, September 1992.
Okay, so it would have been 93, maybe 93.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
By the way, how are things going at the roofing?
I'm so glad you asked.
How are things at Pintail?
Things at Pintail are going great. We're doing our share of residential work. We're also doing a good bit of commercial work. And, you know, one of your sponsors is Azalea Cleaners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Pintail is doing the roof on Azalea Cleaners on the Azalea Drive store.
Those are great folks over there.
They're great. You know, I have all my stuff that... To the extent that I do anymore, I always take it to them. They do fabulous work.
You know, people. You know, the thing is, people don't know this, but other we won't don't tell anybody, but other dry cleaners in town, who can't get stuff out, bring it over to us.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Kind of a secret. Yeah, but
don't tell.
We won't tell.
We're not on the radio or anything.
We're not on radio or anything. No. But anyway, I'm glad you're getting that roof fixed.
Well, we're excited about it, and we just so the same person that owns the building that Azalea's in also owns Canatella Interiors next door.
Yep.
And we just finished that roof, and the owner came in and looked at it and really liked what he saw, and said, "Hey, let's do the one
next door."
Yeah.
Very good.
So we're excited.
Keep up the great work.
Pintail Roofing.
We kid you and we talk to you, and I'm so in admiration of you going back and getting your degree. But that doesn't mean Pintail's going anywhere.
No,
Pintail's right here.
Pintail's right here, and we're in Ruston, too, and so we cover all of North Louisiana and a good bit of East Texas all the way over to Longview. And call us for any, commercial or residential.
And how would we do that?
Well, you'd call 318-226-ROOF.
There you go.
7663 for those of you that wanted the numbers.
Some of us like that.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking today here on Strategies about life philosophies that kind of give you an advantage. We've talked about several so far. Let me throw a few more out. Your life will become much easier when you stop expecting life to be easy. You know, you guys have heard this before.
I know where you're going.
The
with
road
this.
Less
yep.
travel
it's the
turned
first line.
My life upside down back in the, I don't know. I was in radio. And I got a copy of the book. This was before there was a bookstore in Uptown Shopping Center called Barron's Books. It was a great bookstore. This predates Barnes & Noble. And I'd go in when I needed a boost, and I'd look for a book. And one day I walked away with The Road Less Traveled. I took it home. The very first sentence got me. Life is
hard.
Or
life is difficult.
Yeah.
And at some point, and then you die.
And it's a great truth. And once you truly understand that truth, which most of us don't, you transcend the difficulty. And I think this is saying the same thing. Your life is going to become easier when you stop expecting life to be easy.
Or fair.
Or fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair's in October.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and so once you come to the conclusion that, God won't set your alarm clock.
He won't?
No.
Yeah.
No, and anything worth getting to, any place worth getting to, it's not going to be easy in the sense of no work.
Yeah.
It can still be easy in the sense of fun and enjoyable, maybe not all the time, right? But looking back, it's valuable.
I worry about this in some of our kids.
Yeah.
And especially with the and I'm not against video games and stuff like that. I'm not.
No, but the whole culture itself, and this is not just kids. I mean, it's about social media. It's about our devices, our technology.
Yeah.
It's a culture of instant gratification.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And most things worth their salt are worth, you know, anything that's meant to grow you is just that. It takes time. I mean, when you plant a seed, literally, right, when you plant
a seed,
it takes time for it to grow. And it takes time for that harvest to come through. And we are nature, too. And therefore, we are no different.
Yeah.
You know, and so for me, it's not about, my philosophy is not necessarily that life is easy, but the viewpoint of, okay, life is not necessarily easy, but it's unfolding for me.
Right.
And so what does this moment have for me in terms of a lesson or an opportunity?
And that shift of philosophy, Lauren, can really be important.
And, you know, the other problem about easy is, you know, I also struggle with that word because I wonder how much that might contribute then to dis-ease.
Mm.
Right? Because it's so related to that word, easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I struggle to say, okay, it's the opposite of easy. Because the opposite of easy might infer dis-ease.
Yeah, yeah. And even sometimes when we do, you know, when things that we don't expect in the terms of dis-ease visit us, we've got to, you know, it's a time that many of us say, okay, I'm going to do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
and even in moments of dis-ease, those are opportunities.
Sure, that's where I was getting to. We don't want to miss
those.
Right.
Are
the
lessons? Those, yeah, I, you put it well. I think that the moments of dis-ease, the dis-ease,
mm-hmm.
the challenges. That's when we do grow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
It's through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if we're really wise, you know, no, none of us loves. Hard, right?
Right.
No, we don't. We want it as easy as we can get it. And yet, when things are hard,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know that there's something to be learned. There's some lesson or lessons in that struggle, in that wrestling,
moving through, you know. And I think sometimes, I'm thinking about the words again, right? Sometimes we think of the opposite of disease. As health, perhaps, right?
Yeah.
And what does health mean etymologically? It means whole.
Yeah.
It means wholeness.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
To be truly healthy, we actually need to embrace the disease.
Yeah.
Like bring it in and say, what is it? What's here for me?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
opportunity here can I bring in and integrate into my understanding of the world?
Yeah. I love that Willie Nelson song.
It's not something you get over.
It's something you get through.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and it's really when you listen to the lyrics, you know, Willie's kind of like of the last few generations. He's like our poet laureate.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you listen to the words of that song, and if you haven't heard it, download it and listen to it.
That one in Energy Follows Thought would be my big Willie recommendations.
In the last decade or so, Willie's really come out with some...
He's gotten quite philosophical.
He really
and
has.
I appreciate it.
But if you read the words of Something You Get Through, I mean, they really kind of tell what we're talking about here. You know, if you're grieving, it's about the song is about the losing someone.
Yeah, but what is grieving, all of life but
it's
grieving?
Grieving. And so it's not something you get over, but it's something you get through, you know. So there you go. Separate yourself from the pack by doing one thing at a time. We live in a time
where
it's like we reward even how much can you multitask,
how much can you do at one time.
And yet, you know, do our brains actually work that way?
No. Can confirm. We actually task switch. I'm sorry. That was my undergraduate thesis, senior thesis.
Okay, I'll go with you then on that.
We would seem to be
it does
able
seem
to multitask.
We can
metacognition, huh? How about that word?
We can. Our brains can task switch very rapidly to the point that we are under the illusion that we can multitask. Mm. Now, spiritually, are we able to truly multitask, like beyond the physical body? That one's up for grabs, I think. Beyond, you know, if we expand out multidimensionally into, okay, beyond the physical body. But on a brain level, the answer is no, we task switch.
I just learned something, David.
There you go.
I thought that metacognition meant I could spin a lot of plates all at once or something like that.
I used to watch that guy on Ed Sullivan do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome.
No, in all sincerity.
Yeah. One day, you know, they kind of did a behind the scenes. You know, I don't know if you used to watch Ed Sullivan.
Oh, of course I did. I'm of that age.
One day they did a behind the scenes and kind of showed you, you know, because the guy would start doing the plates on the poles. And it's, I don't know, sometimes he'd get, I don't know, 7 or 8. You know, poles going with the plates spinning.
Yeah.
And one day they did a behind the scenes. There were a lot of broken plates down there. You know.
There you go.
You know, you got to break some plates to, you know, to spin some around. Okay, this is another philosophy that you may want to consider. You're not that different. You're not that different.
That's important.
Yeah.
And getting along with your fellow man.
Because you're not more than anybody else.
No.
You're not less than anybody else either.
Right, that's important.
And you were mentioning that B word earlier that we talk so much about, balance, you know? And that's a hard one to keep in balance, you know, from an ego point of view, right? Because we do have this ego that...
One way or the other, actually. Ego moves us through life. Ego can go one way or the other.
If you hold on to that, it helps you give the other person the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And yourself.
See,
it can go either way.
And that's always important, to give yourself the benefit of the doubt. We're talking philosophies today that kind of give you an edge, if you will. Kind of give you a leg up and help you move through this thing called life, our limitless
in formation experience.
There you go. We'll be back. More strategies to share here on Strategies for Living. We got Jay here today, so of course we're sharing lots. Come back with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan. We're talking today about some life philosophies that, you know, if you adapt them, may give you a kind of give you an advantage, give you a leg up on things. And this one, even if you feel awkward or nervous, you must own every decision you make. Mm. Hmm. I don't know. Sometimes when I hear, maybe it's all of the counseling, you know, training. But when I hear always, never, must,
right?
You know, yeah.
Alarms start going off.
Yeah.
Question
but,
that.
But then, you know, so I'll throw it out again to you guys' minds.
Yeah.
Even if you feel awkward or nervous, you must own every decision you make. We are our choices and decisions, huh?
Yeah, and I think there it doesn't mean that you beat yourself up about them.
Yeah.
But you must own them, right? We talk a lot about the word responsibility, right? Which could break down to your ability to respond, right?
Every decision you make isn't going to necessarily work out.
Right. Right.
And it's not
going
to be the right one. No. But if you own it and admit that you need to tweak it or throw it out or whatever, then before we can accept responsibility for our choices, we can't really move forward.
Yeah.
No,
and
modify. You can't do anything.
Okay, I see now, said the blind man.
That's the way I was taking that one.
I like it.
I can't help but thinking, you know, it's like, we're in baseball playoffs right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we celebrate the big hitters, right? But the big hitters also have, guess what? The most strikeouts.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you got to be willing to, you know, and we celebrate great inventors like, let's say, Edison.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, look up how many times Edison failed.
Quote unquote, failed.
Before he, you know, hit the big time, right?
Found the right stuff to use in his light bulb.
Right.
Hundreds and hundreds of different elements.
And I think, I don't remember the quote exactly, but he said something about, I didn't fail.
I just found so many ways
it didn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there you go.
And that's the mindset shift there.
Don't forget the power of slowing down physically. Again, this is one that is so important for our world today
because
we live in such a
hustle.
Busy hustle bustle world.
Yeah.
And if we're not going, if we're not doing,
then you're not worth anything. And that's where issues come in, when you hook up your worth with your productivity.
Yeah.
Where, you know, so many indigenous cultures had the belief that a human being's worth wasn't about their productivity at all. I mean, they viewed humans as an extension of nature, and therefore, you know, that just their being brought worth to the world.
Hmm.
I mean, that's just another philosophy that you could bring in to wrestle with there.
Yeah.
But there's so much power. You know, all we have is now. We know that.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Right? The present is all we have
ever. But in our minds, how much time do we spend focused in the past or focused in the future? And you can't show me either one of those things.
No.
But you can show me, I mean, we can all experience here.
And even
right now.
Even when you are in, quote unquote, the past or the future, you're bringing those
ideas into the now. Yeah.
And what you're doing is escaping whatever, you know, pardon the pun, but whatever present is present before you, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's the idea of it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's Eckhart Tolle who suggests, you know, when you're washing the dishes, wash the dishes.
Focus on when
you're folding the clothes.
Fold the clothes.
Yeah. Like, you know, when I'm doing the radio, you know, talk on the radio.
Yeah, do the radio.
And I even practice that with clients, you know, like when they come in and sit on my couch, I remind myself they are the most important thing in my life right now, because that's all that is here right now.
Yeah.
It's them on my couch. Them
you better
and me.
Learn how to listen, huh?
Big time. Fear might seem like a negative force, but it's actually incredibly positive. Do we misunderstand fear? Do we misunderstand what fear is?
I think so much. And I have a fun thing for this.
Okay.
I think we see it the wrong way.
Well, when we think about fear, don't we think about what happens to us if we were being chased by a saber-toothed tiger?
Sure.
Yeah.
And the fight or flight response.
Fight or flight, yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about what, you know, kind of based on Carl Jung's ideology that like whatever is on the other side of your fear is your that's your next task. Hmm. Wherever your fear is, that's your next task.
So that's your real opportunity.
Right. Well, yeah. And we see, okay, like, so if we take the word scared, S-C-A-R-E-D, right?
Right.
And if we see it differently, the letter C,
okay.
If we move that C, let's see, one letter over, it suddenly becomes sacred.
Sacred. Ooh.
Okay.
We're getting deeply philosophical here all of a sudden.
I like Jung.
Jung. Yeah. Jung. That one wasn't from Jung. I know of anyway. Oh, that was something.
But Jung would approve of it.
I think so. That was something that I've come out in my own writing.
But Jung said what's on the other side of fear,
yeah, that's
is the next task.
Yeah, your next task awaits you on the other side of fear.
Yeah. Can I steal that?
Absolutely.
Sure. I mean, that's Jung. That's up for grabs. Forever
Jung. One of my most favorite T-shirts to wear. Well, I have two.
Yeah.
One of them is Forever Jung, and it's got Jung's picture on. The other one is a Pink Freud. So, you know, I proudly wear my Pink Freud and Forever Jung.
You're
t-shirt.
In the business.
Yeah, there you go. Have faith that you will know what to do in the moment. Whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, do we really trust ourselves anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Do we trust ourselves enough?
I don't think so. I think we could always use a big dose of that.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, fire ready aim is kind of a problem for me.
What jerk therapist told you that?
I don't know. I've never missed an opportunity to just go ahead and jump in. So I think you got to kind of I think that you have to examine things. Maybe you need to take a look at things sometimes before you fire.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure where you're going with that. Where were you going with all that?
It's a balancing act. I don't remember. Remind me of the philosophy.
David, why? What are we?
What was the?
Oh, gosh. You guys have faith that you will know what to do in the moment.
Yeah.
Trusting our insights.
Yeah. However long
Being
it takes.
Being able to trust, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a teacher a couple of thousand years ago that said over and over and over.
The kingdom
is within.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is within you. You know, and when you really unpack that and figure out what that means, it means that, and he said this, you know, doesn't your scripture say ye are gods?
Mm-hmm.
You're divine. And, you know, now
and we contain it all within us.
It's all there.
The answers,
it's all there.
All the wisdom.
But we convince ourselves that it's not, and we convince ourselves that we need a lot, you know,
it's
from
all
the
out
outside.
There.
Yeah, out there.
And that's where we can get into trouble.
Okay, like this.
Isn't this good?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
We're
asking the producer to give us another 3 hours because Jay likes this, and he's shaking his head.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know, Jay.
Heck.
Yeah. But we can.
We'll
it's sure
fun.
The next,
sure.
The
it
was next
sure
time
fun
you're
while
on,
it lasted. It was fun while it lasted. Can I come back?
Next time you're on, we'll figure
anytime.
Out what else to do.
Okay.
Strategies for Living. We will be back to wrap up here with Lauren and Jay and David, and hopefully you'll be here too. Stay with us. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Yeah, we all want the leg up, right? And so we've talked about today philosophies, things that we can buy into, you know, because our beliefs our philosophies and our beliefs. That's really what make us.
That's what shapes our lives.
Change your beliefs, change your life. And so you change some of the things that you believe, change some of your philosophies, and watch your life, you know, kind of. What's the takeaway for you today, Jay?
I think that all of these things are things that can be incorporated into the way we operate and think and behave. And, you know, it's kind of a strategy for living thing.
I like that.
I'm glad we hit the mark.
I like what the way you're thinking, my friend. Yeah. And, you know, I guess sometimes we get so caught up in the busyness of life, the busyness of our world, and we tell ourselves, do, and we forget you're not a human doing.
No.
You're a human being. And so give yourself a leg up.
Give yourself permission to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my takeaway. What about yours?
Mine was very similar. Being present, taking the time to slow down and recognize what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Because it's all we have.
Yeah. And so many times we get so busy that we miss it. We miss what's right in front of us.
And sometimes the busyness happens in our own head. So a part of that is being able to, you know, cull that and let the thoughts flow through you as they were intended.
That's why practicing things like centering prayer, mindfulness, meditation. That's why that can be incredibly helpful. Jay, thank you.
Thank you.
And Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
But folks, thank you most. Thank you for being here. You're the reason we do this here on Strategies for Living. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX. There's an echo in here. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Jay Merle and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.